Hello, Australia. It's Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, delivering your weekly insurance news wrap on this Tuesday, March 5th, 2024. Our team at Financial Services Online provides both personal and business insurance solutions, and we're committed to keeping you updated with timely industry news via our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Let's dive into this week's happenings. Digital protection remains a hot-button issue. Specialty underwriting firm Emergence Insurance has stepped up its game in the tide of ever-evolving cyber threats. Businesses with revenue under $25 million are enjoying enhanced cyber protection as Emergence is waiving the excess and offering free advisory services. Notably, the firm also tailors policies for operational disruptions and unauthorized payments. For higher revenue businesses, broker access to policies has been streamlined as well, sharing its commitment to evolving insurance solutions across borders, taking these steps just after expanding into New Zealand. Moving on to legal affairs. The full Federal Court of Australia has endorsed ASIC's stance against funeral insurance provider Upla Group. The firm caught a negative spotlight for misrepresenting Indigenous ownership, setting a serious precedent against such exploitative practices. Upla practically admitted to the deception, reeling back its prior claim of Aboriginal management. We applaud the judgment acknowledging the damage caused and hope this marks a firm step towards a fairer landscape. On the heels of consumer protection comes the story of a rural homeowner who experienced relief after a long-fought battle. 4 years on from receiving subpar repairs following a hailstorm in 2018, the homeowner succeeded in arbitration with the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. Their insurer, HDI Global Specialty, was directed to pay a compensation of $42,000 for the botched job and an added $2,000 for distress caused, highlighting the insurance industry's commitment to enforcing policy obligations. Lastly, we take a look at a company making waves in the life insurance sector. Clearview Wealth is celebrating a 32% growth in its life insurance underwriting profits. The company's focus on life insurance after exiting the wealth management sphere has paid enormous dividends, with total earnings standing at a handsome $17.3 million. It's not all about numbers. Clearview's growing market share and enhanced financial stability give the firm confidence as it gears up for increased profit margins and targets a $400 million in-force premium in 3 years. And that wraps up our insurance news for the week. Stay informed, stay protected, and remember, Financial Services Online is your trusted industry insider. I'm Paige Estrotori, and until next week, take care.